My name is Ruth Couch. Here we're standing on the edge of Battery Park. On one side is the Statue of Liberty to look at, and on the other side, the old Customs House, which is the Indian Museum. And a lot of great signs about, you know, New York loves immigrants. And Native Americans love immigrants who treat them with respect. We've had problems with the immigration policy since 1492.
That's the year that the Native people here discovered Christopher Columbus on their beach, right?
It's an old story. I'm descended from Eastern Cherokee people on my father's side and Jewish refugees on my mother's side. And part of my mother's family got here and part didn't get here because of the discrimination in those days about immigrants. And I'm not a Muslim person, but I'm here in solidarity for Muslim or anyone else who's seeking a good life and freedom and hope for themselves. And they already got permission to come here. And they have a door slammed in their face that could cost them the loss of their life and their freedom. And this is totally wrong. And there's so many things we don't understand about each other, but we can still stand up and not let the best things we have in common get destroyed. We're so glad to see even veterans are sticking up for Indian people, and Indian people, Jewish people, could stick up for Muslim or any other people who are being oppressed and treated wrong. And it'll be better for all of us in the long run if we're not afraid and we don't lose our solidarity in a time like this.
My name is Chelsea Steinman. I'm originally from California. I've been in New York for 3.5 years. And seeing the Statue of Liberty has always been super inspiring to me. And so today I wrote the quote on the Statue of Liberty on my sign: "Give me, you're tired, you're poor, you're huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door."
Emma Lazarus wrote that poem. She was an anarchist on the Lower East Side.
Clearly, I think the Make America Great Again idea gets a little misguided from the Trump side. I'm not really sure when they thought America was great for everyone. This is a great reminder of what is greatness. My other side of it says America is a refugee. It was a place to escape prosecution. So that's what I'm here fighting for. We don't own this land. Nobody owns it. And we're nothing in this country if not a place for refugees.
No hate, no fear. Refugees are welcome here, no hate.
My sign says my brothers and sisters and I are not terrorists, and I'm here because I'm a Muslim afraid of what's going to happen.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
My name's Camille. I'm 14. My sign says New York against Islamophobia. I have family that's Muslim, and most of my friends are Muslim, and they should have the right to be free.
What school are you in?
We're both in high school.
Which school?
Millennium Brooklyn. I go to Brooklyn High School of the Arts.
No fear!
Thank you.
Refugees are welcome here. No ban, no wall. Sanctuary for all.
My name is Sato.
And where are you from?
I'm from Japan, but I've lived in the States for about 15 years.
You want to say what your sign says?
Yeah, sure. It says, first they came for the Muslims, and we said not this time, mother f***ers.
I'm Julie. I live in Yonkers. And I'm working to organize Citizens for Voting Integrity in New York. I'm here to demonstrate solidarity with all of the people who are being held at our borders and at our embassies and being stopped from coming here, who have a right to be here. I'm handing out a flyer about election integrity, urging people to get involved on that issue, because we are going to have more horrible election surprises, as have been happening across the country, if we don't rewrite New York state laws to allow every district, every county, to hand count our ballots, to verify the electronic vote count, the way right now only Columbia County does. Our voting machines are computers. The computers are programmed with private proprietary software, owned not by the election commissioners or by the counties, but owned by ES&S or Dominion.
And those are the corporations that make the voting machines.
These are the corporations that sell us the voting machines, but they hold private the programming of the machines. our election commissioners are all told, sorry, we can't show you the code, it's proprietary. Election observers are all told, sorry, we can't show you the code, it's proprietary. So without a full hand count of our paper ballots, we have no way of knowing in New York State whether our election is valid. In other words, we have no election transparency. We have black box faith-based voting. That's generally true around the country. One of the few exceptions is Oklahoma, where they have open source code, and at least people who can read computer code can tell whether there's anything in there that's going to throw votes. I urge people to go to verifiedvoting.org or tdmsresearch.com, or there's a wonderful article from 2012 on vote scam, votescam.org, how to rig an election, by Victoria Collier.
My name is Norman.
My name's Cheryl, and I think it's a travesty that we bombed these countries and now we want to ban their refugees.
We know from the Nixon years that, you know, Nixon always said that he didn't pay attention to any of the demonstrations. He was watching TV. But then when the tapes came out, we find that he was consumed by all the demonstrations. He was up to the minute on everything. And I think that in a similar fashion, how could they deny millions of people coming out in all the airports, shutting down airports and stuff? They have to see it. So we have to do it. We have to continue on our end, keeping it up. It's really important.
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
Show me what democracy looks like!
This is what democracy looks like!
I'm here because I hate Trump. Hey, no, here.
How old are you?
10.
How old are you?
8. Here. I support immigrants.
Here. How come?
Because everyone should be welcome in this country.
Immigrants are welcome here.
You have a great sign. It has a picture of the Statue of Liberty on it. You want to describe your sign for the radio?
Yes. My sign says resist with the Statue of Liberty on it, with the resist hand instead of the torch. I made it myself.
It's very green.
Yeah.
How come?
I wanted it to be bright and happy.
What's your name?
My name is Eve Batista.
And how old are you?
I am 9.
That's wonderful that you're here. It's a great sign. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have to have someone.
Sign saying, make America kind again.
Refugees are welcome here.
So what is your sign saying?
It says, free Muslim hugs.
And how is a Muslim hug differ from any
it's
other
not,
hug?
It's no different. It's just about the love. That's the point. It's all the same.
You have a sign that says, let my professor back in.
We can't use names, but basically our professor is from one of the 7 countries that's been banned. And he has been a tenured professor for 10 years and they won't let him back in.
What school?
Sorry, we're trying to protect him. We don't know why, but we know he's from there and he went to visit his family and he's lived in the U.S. for 10 years and he can't get back in.
I'm here because I want to fight for the rights of people. He just banned a whole bunch of people at the airport, right? And they like risk everything to get there. They sacrifice a whole bunch of stuff, and now it all flushes down all the drain, like down the drain, because now they're stuck there. And
you don't think that's right?
That's inhumane. Yeah.
What's your name?
Aiden Long.
Here's where I turn off my reporting microphone and join the demonstration. This is Mitchell Cohen for WBAI Radio Pacifica, New York. It's just a
Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey. 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 Donald Trump has got to go. Hey, hey.